This is Marketplace Money from APM. I'm Tessa Vigeland. The stock market crash of 2009 landed a lot of people in crisis. Investors, big and small, lost money. And lots of folks said they were done with stocks altogether. As we know, share prices have largely recovered, but an air of fear still holds some people back from re-entering the market. Russell Pearlman talks about investing while terrified in his New York Times story. Welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me.
We heard a lot in the couple of years after, Dow 6500 that particularly the younger folks, folks in their 20s and early 30s, were saying, I'm never going to invest in stocks. Is it possible to see whether they have indeed followed up on that?
Well, you look at 401k participation among the 20-something set, and it is pretty high. Obviously, they're working off of a low base, so there's not a lot of money compared to
sure.
folks in their 40s and 50s. But the participation rate is actually pretty high for the 20-something set. And I think they've come to the realization that when you look around at the timeline that folks in their 20s and 30s have, that they don't have to worry about as much about the 2008 crash. Plus, if you lose 40% off of $1,000, but you're going to be investing for the next 40 years,
right.
you got a lot of time to make that up.
Well, for those who have quit stocks, where are they putting their money now? Are they putting it in those low-interest savings accounts, the CDs? Or are they buying gold bullion?
They're buying bonds of all forms. And to some extent, at least on the international side and the corporate side, that those can offer okay returns. But people going into U.S. Treasuries right now are really running the risk of not seeing their money go anywhere over the next several years because the Federal Reserve has made it quite clear they're going to keep interest rates really low. And then they also run the risk if inflation comes around. You know, you put in $1,000 and 5 years later, you have $1,200. But inflation has gone up a lot faster and loaves of bread are $4 or $5.
Right.
And you've actually lost ground, even though you think you've been a diligent investor. Now, they've also been going into gold and other commodities. A lot of people thought gold was the place for just crackpots about a decade ago. And then gold's price went up to $1,000
right. over there.
And suddenly everyone's like, oh, we got to be in gold. But all the financial advisors that we seem to speak with are very much the, you know, gold should be as more of an insurance option in your portfolio, maybe 4 or 5%. You don't want to overload it because gold as an investment is a very volatile commodity. It has big swings, 10, 20% swings a year are not uncommon.
So the final message here is that it's not possible to bulletproof your stock portfolio, but there are ways to make it so that perhaps you can sleep better at night.
That's right. I mean, at least the good news is that the stock market right now is reasonably priced based on historic valuations. Corporate America also realizes that people need stocks as an investment and are giving folks incentive to buy their particular stock by raising dividends. And dividends are essentially just excess profits that the company has and says, you know what, we're going to give it to our shareholders every quarter. And a lot of folks have been raising their dividends. You look at more than 400 of the 500 companies in the S&P are now paying a dividend in one form or another. That's a number that hasn't been seen since 1999. And at least for the moment, you have favorable tax treatment on those dividends. Obviously, there's a big caveat there, depending on
right the fiscal cliff,
the fiscal cliff and any tax changes that might be having in 2013. But at least for the moment, you do have the tax advantage.
Russell Pearlman, thank you.
Thanks a lot.